Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
On this episode, I'm chatting with Kayla and Michael of SEI Fit Sacramento. We talk about what separates SEI Fit from other rehabilitation facilities, the importance of connection and understanding during physical therapy, and the personal impact of seeing their clients' recovery. Let's get into rehabilitation. Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds.
Yes, that was on time.
Well, I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help. Join our free USORock community platform to connect with other survivors like you. Once you join our community, you'll have access to free virtual events and resources to help with your brain injury recovery. You can make new friends, jump on audio chat conversations, and even join my private coaching program to get one-on-one support. So what are you waiting for? Go to community.usorock.coach. Yes, that's .coach, not .com. And join the USORock community today. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Every single week I say it, every single week I mean it. Very special episode, not in studio, in the same state, that works. All the way from Sacramento, I have with me Mike and Kayla from SciFit. What's up, guys?
Hey. How's it going? Thanks for having us.
It's going. We try to make this happen. We made it happen. These are all good things. I'm really excited to chat with you guys. I mentioned both of you guys are from SciFit. If you guys can explain to the people exactly what SciFit is, that'd be amazing.
Yes, we're an activity-based therapy gym, and we have four locations. We have one in Sacramento, Petaluma, Fresno, and Dublin, California. And we focus on movement disorders. So any kind of neural disorders, our main clientele is spinal cord injury. We also have stroke survivors, MS, cerebral palsy. So we focus on getting as much movement back as we can with people, trying to help them reach their goals. Long story short, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. That's perfect. And now, you mentioned four locations, but let's be honest. The only one that really matters is Sacramento. I say that. These guys are from Sacramento. I haven't really been to any of the other places. So for me, Sacramento's the one. And you guys have been around how long?
Sacramento location has been around for 9 years, going on 9 years.
Wow. How long have both of you guys been working for SciFit?
I've been almost 12 years. Yep, in March.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Kayla?
And I'll be 12 years in April.
Oh, yeah. Because it was established off air that you guys are inseparable.
Absolutely.
You guys kind of came up together. You guys were also roomies, and now you guys are like working together. So how annoyed are you with each other, like, constantly?
I mean, only slightly. Yeah, only a little bit. Yes.
No.
At least you guys like each other, because, you know, it would really be terrible if it's like, oh my God, I got to see this guy again. Oh my God, I got to see this girl's face again. Oh my, her voice. You know, because after a while, even little things start messing with you, like the way the person breathes, like just in and out. It'll drive you crazy. But I'm glad you guys still have at least a tolerable friendship and relationship, just a friendship at all, after working with each other so long. On top of the fact that both of you guys are parents now, and your children are going to be friends. So you guys are kind of stuck with each other like forever. So.
Yep.
I like it. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I'm glad. That makes me really, really happy. It also makes me happy for like my side of the community. You know, like the fact that there are people like you that take care of people like me, somebody with a brain injury. You know, I have myself an acquired brain injury, which, by the way, that annoys me. It's always annoyed me. Right. I had a stroke. So I have what they call an acquired brain injury. People who have like an impact from like a car accident or, you know, a blow to the head, they have a traumatic brain injury. I got to tell you, my stroke was traumatic. So I think it's there has to be a different name, because I feel like, oh, I just had a regular stroke. I guess it wasn't traumatic. No, it's very traumatic. But I'm thankful that people like you are out there to help people like me in my community, people with acquired and traumatic brain injuries. So what was the interest in doing this? Like, was it just, hey, I think I need a gig, or I have family members who have had brain injuries or I want to help? Like, what was the thought behind joining an organization to help people like myself?
I mean, me personally, I've always had a passion just for helping people in whatever sense that may be, you know, helping somebody with their yard work, helping somebody, I don't know, whatever they may need. It was always gave me, excited me to help somebody and get them where they needed. The fact of like the body is an amazing thing to me. So just being able to help somebody who has lost connection with their body has always interested me. And I thought, like, what, you know, what could be more like fulfilling and helpful to somebody than to help them regain connection back to their body? And that's what kind of dove me into it. Down that path. That makes sense.
That's awesome. Kayla?
Yeah. Mine, I feel like my story is a little more serendipitous. I moved out here from the East Coast, and I was more into personal training, strength and conditioning, working with athletes. And I was considering going down the physical therapy route, trying to work with maybe a different population. I'd been out here for a month, couldn't find a job anywhere, didn't want to go back to school for physical therapy. And I was actually in San Francisco at Ghirardelli Square, and I was behind this family, and this little boy in the family was wearing an ankle foot orthotic, and he was having trouble walking up the stairs. And I just remember like that moment was like, I just want to help this kid. Like, I would love to just be able to help this kid walk up these stairs and, you know, be successful. And his family was getting really frustrated that he's going so slow. And it was just like, at that moment, it was like, that is what I want to do with my life. So it was actually funny, because the night before I had actually planned to move back to the East Coast, I was just on Craigslist looking for jobs. It's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to like see if I can find anything, if like, and that would make me stay out here. And I ended up stumbling upon this Craigslist ad for SCI Fit in Dublin. And I sent in my resume that night, got a call within like an hour for an interview the next day. So it was just one of those like weird things. Is like, okay, this is, you know, this is like what I'm meant to do. So,
wow, that's literally, it was written in the stars. And for a second, okay, so I'm a Cancer, and I was raised by all women. I cry every single day of my life. I almost started to cry right now, because I just like had the visual almost like a movie, right? And you just see like this little kid and he's struggling. Also, it just kind of pisses me off that his parents were pissed off. Screw them.
Know,
have more patience. That's
seriously
annoying.
I know.
That's super annoying to me. But I think that's such a beautiful thing that like in that moment, you're like, you know what? I want to help this person. I can help these people. And mostly because I've been at this 6 years. I've been in this community since I had my stroke 6 years. And I've seen so many people of all ages. And when they actually start to gain a little bit more freedom, a little bit more mobility, a little bit more of their bodies back, it's life-changing. You know, it's legitimately life-changing. It's life-giving because a lot of people, especially physically, when they don't have motion or function, they feel lesser than. You know, I don't think they should. I say that as an able-bodied stroke survivor. Yeah, our life is different, but, you know, it's still life. We're still here. You know, it's our new normal, right? But I understand why people feel lesser than. So, like, when they actually get some of these gains, it changes everything. You hear a brightness in their voice. You see like a sparkle in their eye. Like literally, it's like a cartoon. Like you give life to these people, these survivors. And I just think that's amazing. I always say it for my community, right? For my people, we need more of you guys than we do more of me, right? We don't need more people with brain injuries. We need more normies. That's why I call people without brain injuries. We need more normies to actually care. Like you care. Like you in that moment, you're like, I can help this kid. I want to help this kid. That is phenomenal. Like, we need that. Now, I have a question for both of you guys. You know, you guys are both fit. You've worked with athletes. What was the transition mentally in dealing with an athlete and then dealing with those who have these post-brain injury physical deficits?
I mean, for me, it wasn't too hard of a transition. Most of the people that are coming in to see us, as you know, we don't charge, our insurance doesn't work with us. So a lot of people are coming there paying out of pocket. But most of the people that come see us, like they want to be there. They have a passion to be there. They want to work hard. They want to reach their goals. Sometimes we may have to, you know, pull back a little bit if they're having a rough day or, yeah, but I treat them like they're a professional athlete because it takes a lot of work to reach those goals. So, and a lot of dedication. So I try to make sure that, hey, are you doing this at home? Are you getting enough rest? Are you drinking your water? Are you, like, I'm on them like I would an athlete. I really don't take too much off of them because this is their life and it's important to them. So it's important to me to help them get where they need to go. So I push, I go full throttle on them, you know, unless,
I and love if they, that. Yeah, I if, love that.
if they tap out, then I give them a little break and then we get right back at it and I remind them why they came. So yeah, that's how I attack it.
Wow. That's wild. Kayla, do you have the same mindset or do you have a different approach?
Yeah, definitely the same. Like Mike said, the people that are with us and part of our program want to be there. They aren't just sent to us for, you know, outpatient physical therapy where they're just given these sessions and they kind of go through the motions. And I think too, that a lot of the people that we do see that are really driven are former athletes themselves, or at least, you know, did care a lot about keeping themselves healthy, whether they, you know, were actually athletes or not, but they did value being fit or being healthy or you know, just exercising in general. So they come in with like an athlete mindset to begin with, most of them.
That's the trick, you know, like if you have that athletic mindset, I think it's a lot easier. If you don't, I think that's where a lot of the struggles come with survivors. So SEI Fit, do you guys say SEI Fit or do you guys say SciFit? I like SciFit. It just sounds cool. It sounds futuristic, you know?
So we say SCI Fit, but majority 98% of people probably say SciFit.
We just won't tell our founder that you called us SciFit.
Yes. Like he will call to the facilities. It doesn't matter which facility he calls to. Our employees will sometimes pick up the phone and say, well, SciFit, this is something. He's like, SciFit. He's like, I don't know what company that is. This is a sci-fi movie. It's SCI Fit. So he is a stickler for it. So it's been ingrained into me and Kayla. We say SCI Fit, but with SciFit, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll try to respect, you know, the CEO. CEO? Is that what we're talking about? I'll respect CEO and I'll say SCI Fit. So what separates SCI Fit than, let's say, a personal trainer or a gym?
When you come into our place, we have a lot of knowledge working with the neural population. A lot of training. We do a lot of our training in-house. We have a manual that we have that goes over, I mean, spinal cord injury 101, brain injury, all the movement disorders. And when you come in there, we really treat everybody who comes in there like they're our family. And we treat them as if it was our mom, our daughter, one somebody related to us. And we have that passion to where we want to get them better, right? And whatever sense that is, it's not necessarily like, hey, like, let's get up and you're going to start running again like you used to. It's, you know, the baby steps, right? Being able to just be independent, you know, and eat food by yourself or, you know, go drive yourself around. For us, I think it's when we have a passion for it, it's not like a cookie cutter thing that we approach it by. Like, hey, we're just going to do this, this, and this, right? We tailor it to each individual person. We take value on what the feedback that they give us. If they say something is not working or they're not feeling something, something's not helping them connect, then we really try to mix it up and get something that's going to give them a better connection and help them out. That's what I think differentiates us from just a normal trainer, our knowledge base and our attention to detail and our love for what we do.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I love that. I love that specifically because you said you treat them like family. Okay. I met you guys. I actually have met these strangers that are on my computer screen right now in person. I met you guys at TAF Walk in San Francisco. And in meeting you in those brief moments, I was like, oh, okay, I dig these people. Now, I'm like modern day hippie, right? I say that because I wear natural deodorant and I smoke weed. But I'm an energy guy, right? So once I met you guys, I was like, oh, okay, like the energy exchange that we had, I was like, oh, these people seem like they really care. That's why I was excited to have you on the show, because I like to have genuine people that I feel truly care about my community, right? So that's why what you said about treating them like family, that's what I think now separates you from like everybody else. Most people see people as like numbers. They see people as like, you know, obviously there's a dollar sign behind almost everything, but most people shouldn't be treated as such, right?
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
Look, it isn't just getting somebody in shape. This is shaping their future. Like, it really is, you know? After a brain injury, after loss of function in any part of your body, it's difficult to like figure out who you are anymore. And you guys are like on team life giver. I know that sounds like really big, but it's true. The fact that you guys can help somebody, right? And it's not just physically, because if you give them that extra care, you're helping them emotionally, you know, because any kind of recovery, and it doesn't matter if it's a week, a month, 10 years, and recovery is hard. It's emotional. It's draining. It's stressful. And if you don't have that care, why do I want to do it? You know what I mean? Like, why do I want to do it? You know, some people, like, you guys don't accept insurance, which, by the way, that sucks. But you still want them to get as many gains as possible. You want them to not just, oh, well, you guys paid me and then that's it. Like, you want them to succeed. How do you go about pushing somebody without pushing them away? Like, what's the barrier? Have you had troubles figuring out, hey, I know I can push this person this far. I might have pushed this person a little bit too far. Like, have you figured out that range yet? Or are you still kind of working on trying to figure out the balance between a nice little gentle guide and pushing them off a mountain?
I think it really all depends on the individual we're working with. You kind of get a sense. I mean, after doing this for a while, I mean, me and Kayla were, and most of the people that are there are really good, like people persons. I mean, if that makes sense, I don't know what I just said, but you know what I mean? They
makes perfect sense.
You know what I mean?
You guys are people.
There we go. People. So we do a lot of talking. A lot of it comes from like the mind, people's mindset, right? So when we bring somebody in, we're asking them questions about what they did before. What are they up to now? You know, what motivates them? Cause the mindset is so big in this whole process. So just like forming that, getting them to just see themselves getting better, to see themselves doing like better, is big, because like you said, the mind, if the depression that can happen with it is big, right? And that'll shut anybody down and take away their motivation. So first we establish that and get them to understand like, hey, like this is why you're here. This is what we're going to do. Right. And then we'll start off very, very, very light. And we'll just move from there. So we'll kind of assess like the next session, like, hey, how did you feel? Are you too sore? Some people be like, man, you killed me. Like I couldn't move for the next 3 days. Like, and then we'll know like, hey, we need to ease up a little bit. Maybe we're going to back out because I don't want you not to move. The last thing I want you to do is not move. I need you to move. So we want to give that little, it's just an in-between where we get them sore enough so they could connect to those muscles and feel them, but we still need them to move around and use those muscles. So I would say it's just person by person. And we just kind of gauge off of that. Kayla, I don't know you. What do you think?
Yeah, I think like kind of what you touched on is trust, right? Like trust is the most important part. And making sure that client trusts you to take them, you know, as far as they possibly can go without pushing them over the cliff.
Right.
Because if you have somebody that doesn't trust what you're doing, or, you know, doesn't think that what they're doing is going to help them or is safe or whatever, then that session isn't going to be successful and you're not going to be able to really move forward. So I think number one is just building trust with clients first, and then really being able to kind of push the envelope from there.
And real quick, just to jump on that, like, I think sometimes the cliff is necessary. Sometimes we need to push people off of the cliff. To jumpstart them. You know what I mean? To show them something. They may, some people come to us, especially we get some brain injuries that are there and it's terrifying. I can only imagine that you had use of this limb and now you don't, and you have to somehow regain that trust that it's going to carry you again. Right. And sometimes we have to push them over that ledge, and some clients will start to, you know, they'll cry. And not in the sense of like, you're killing me, but like, this is scary, right? But if you establish that trust and you take that leap off of that cliff and then they land, it's amazing, right? It just, you just jump their recovery going forward so far. You know what I mean? Because now they're like, I can do this. And you can see it when that light switches and it's that, like you guys talked about earlier, the twinkle in the eye, like it's amazing. You know, so that's, I think sometimes you got to go off that cliff.
Can I tell you what you just described? That look, that feeling, you just described hope. And that's what I appreciate about what you guys are doing. You guys give people hope. And I've said it forever. If you have hope, you have everything that you need. Unfortunately, a lot of times after a brain injury, people lose hope. People lose hope in themselves and they don't have people around them to help shine that light on them. You know, they're just like, they don't have it in themselves. Sometimes we need a little bit of a cheerleader. You know, we need somebody to say, hey, it's just a bump in the road. It's just a moment in time. You're still a rock star. You got to keep on pushing forward. You guys are kind of like that megaphone yelling. I don't know. Maybe you got to yell at them. I don't know. You guys are just hammering in. Hey, this can be done. It just has to, there's got to be patience. Speaking of patience, I was the worst early in recovery because patience was never one of my virtues. So if it wasn't for my first at-home physical therapist, he changed the trajectory of my recovery. Because I'm one of those guys where I'm like, let's go, let's get it. I'm standing, so I want to walk. I'm walking, I want to jog. I'm jogging, I want to run. I just kept on wanting to go. And he kept telling me, you got to slow down. You're going to hurt yourself. And then he broke it down. He gave me like the best advice. And I tell this to all survivors. You have to be patient, or you will forever be a patient. And I was like, oh my God, damn. Like that stuck. Cause I was like, I don't ever want to go to the hospital again. Like I just don't. I'm very thankful. They saved my life. I never want to see you guys again. So patience was not one of my virtues. Do you guys have issues with some clients who are just like, let's go. Like, yeah, I got that, but I want to keep going. Do you have to like work on their patience, or like, how do you deal with somebody like me? Who's like, okay, cool. More.
Yeah. I mean, If it's something, if it's more and they've established that they could do particular activity or movement and they want more, then yeah, I'm going to do more with them. I will let them know that when I'm not around, I would not like them to be trying to do the more. I want to be there just to make sure they're good before I give them the clear, like, yes, you could do this by yourself. But I don't see anything wrong with wanting more, except when it comes to the fact when the wanting more holds you back, as in the sense of like, hey, this is coming on too slow. I want this to be faster. When it's that patience and you have set a goal in your head for in 3 weeks, I'm going to be able to feed myself. And that 3 weeks come and you didn't accomplish that. The depression that will come with that is big, right? So
it's intense.
Yeah. And I try to make sure just to let them know like, hey, these little wins, you have to take these. You have to take these little wins. Even if you just twitched something or you lifted your arm up 2 inches, like take that, let that sink in. Let yourself have that, right? You can sit in that for a little bit, sit in it for a little while, and then we push forward to the next goal. But you can't put these unrealistic like goals on yourself, meaning like, because nobody knows how long it's going to take or what it's going to take, right? So I just say when the little wins come, take them, and then we'll go to the next one and the next one and the next one, and we'll keep knocking them out. As long as you keep working hard, we're going to get this. That's yeah.
Love that. I love that. I think it's essential too. Look, it's unreasonable expectations, right? I wanted to run. That's all I wanted to do. I could barely stand, but I wanted to run. You know, I wasn't there. I had to use a cane early on in recovery. God, I hate that fucking cane. I hated it. I needed it, but I hated it. But it wasn't until like I fell down really badly where I was like, oh, I guess I really do need this. And it took so many people telling me that, like, you know, you got to walk before you run and you're not doing that right now, to kind of like bring it back into perspective. And you know why? Because it feels a little bit defeating, too. It's like, you know, I'm a grown ass man. I was a proud athlete, you know, I've like college level basketball. Like I can't even stand. It hurts the brain, you know, to even think like, well, I can't do these things that like I was normally able to do. I can only imagine, as a brain injury survivor and somebody who struggled physically early on, what it's like to not be able to pick up, you know, a fork to feed myself with one side of my body. Like, I can't even process and understand what that's like. And you guys deal with that, I'm assuming, almost on a daily basis over there. I don't know how a normie would tell a survivor that, hey, that's okay. In saying that, like, I get it. You know, it's your job. Do you ever get the pushback of, you don't know what it's like?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say, I don't think we get it as much as you would think, because I don't lie. I don't ever say like, oh my God, I get it. I get what you're going through. Like, cause I don't. And I'll sit there and I'll tell you straight to your face. Like, I can't fathom what that is like, but watching you, hearing you, what you're going through, I can't imagine it's fun. I can't imagine this is something that feels good, right? So when they do those little things, and I'll let them know, it's okay to be upset. Be pissed off that you can't lift your arm. Like, that's okay to be pissed. I just don't want you to sit in that. I don't want you just to stay there. You have to say, like, it's okay for me to feel like crap right now about this, because it is a shitty situation, right? So, yeah. But just know yourself, like, hey, it's okay for me to sit in this for a little bit, but I can't stay here. If I want to get my goals, I got to bring myself out of it. But it's okay to feel like that sometimes. People have to know that when they're going through this, because it's going to help them so much.
You got to feel your feels. Like, I tell people that all the time.
You have to.
I say that, and then I follow it up immediately with, just don't unpack and live in those feels, you know? Understand, it's just feelings, right? You can feel like, I'm never going to be able to do that thing, and it's upsetting, and it's frustrating, and it's depressing. That's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. The reality is, if you keep at it, you're going to see gains. You might not see gains overnight, but you're going to see gains, you know? I kind of look at us as all of us, even the non-athletic ones, as athletes, right? So an athlete will retire, right? An athlete trains so hard to be an athlete, and then an athlete retires and doesn't really have to do that stuff anymore. Brain injury survivors, like, you know, especially when there's like a physical loss, we train like an athlete for the rest of our lives, and we'll continue to see gains. They might not be big, massive gains, but eventually all of these little teeny tiny gains will turn into a large gain eventually, you know? So I tell everybody, like, keep on pushing, keep on fighting. There's always hope. Like, always. There's always hope. I just think it's phenomenal what you guys do. Like, you know what it is? It's the care. Because I can tell there's like a lot of care and understanding behind what you guys do. and pushing pushing these guys to be in pain.
Yeah.
To do this. Look, it's, you know, they say no pain, no gain. Like, yeah, you want to be in a little bit of pain. You don't want to like kill yourself. It's like, look, I want to work out, right? So you work out like, let's say, an hour a day. You don't work out 7 hours a day. You're not going to want to do anything the next day. Your muscles are going to be too tight. You're going to hurt yourself. And I like what you said. Like, I want to see these things. Don't do it at home. Like, you're working with me. I want to see what you're doing. Make sure you're doing things the right way. That's another level of care, you know, that you don't get with everybody. That really is. When you guys are dealing with survivors, there's so many emotions there. How difficult is it just to leave that and not bring it home?
It's almost impossible, for sure. It's definitely one of those things where you do have to kind of just like sit with it sometimes. Mm-hmm. and like feel it as that person is feeling it. And then, you know, it is hard. I think it is impossible to just completely shut off and not take that home with you. Right. But I know, like, for me personally, I think I just take that and deal with it and then move forward, right, from there. Just as that survivor would do. You just got to sit with it and then move forward. So I don't know, Mike, if you'd deal with it a different way, but.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get easier, but you kind of understand it's a part of the process and the job that we do. I use it as motivation for it to, I use that to push me harder to find something that works to get that person closer to their goals. I know once that happens and they feel good, then I feel good. Right. It's the reason why I think we are good at what we do is because we have feelings and we do care. We don't treat people like numbers or dollar signs. So if you're a caring person, you're gonna feel for people. And that's just the way it is. But like we said before, like your feels are your feels. They're valid. Feel them, but don't let them dictate like what goes on after. You get what I'm saying? Like use it, right. Turn it into fuel to push you to work harder or help people more. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. Let's not turn our feelings into the reality, you know, especially if they're negative feelings. Like, it's just a feeling. Look, honestly, our brains, we can do anything. Like, we really can.
One thing that's really helped me through my recovery is having the right tools. I wanted to share what I've learned with others who are on their own brain injury recovery journey, so I created a free guide. In my free guide, 9 must-have tools for stroke and brain injury recovery, I cover tools to help with occupational and physical therapy, mindset, overstimulation, and more. If you're looking for ways to improve your brain injury recovery, be sure to check out my guide. You can download your copy at usorock.coach/guide. The links are also available in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I hope this guide helps you with your brain injury recovery.
I've been called a walking, talking miracle because, like, as functional as I am, it doesn't make any sense considering the type of stroke that I had. I have seen incredible things happen. I've seen doctors bullshit patients and say, oh, well, after X amount of time, you're not going to get any more gains, which, by the way, is a complete and utter lie. Like, doctors are lying to your face. They might not realize that they're lying, but it's not the truth. It's really not. We can see gains the rest of our lives. There was a survivor that had his stroke as a kid. He was a teenager. He had no movement in his arm for, I believe it was 23 years. 23 years, because he was told, well, that's it. He started putting in the work after reading a bunch of books, talking to a bunch of people. 23 years later, he started to move one of his fingers. 23 wow. years later. Okay, so we can do anything. Anything and everything is possible. We truly have to believe that. So if you guys had some advice to give to a brain injury survivor going into a physical session or trying to improve or get some gains in their affected side, what advice would you give some survivors out there?
I would just say go into it with a positive attitude. Go into it knowing that you're gonna stumble. That there's going to be some bumps in the road and know that you're going to push past those, but they're going to come, but you just have to keep pushing forward. So I think if you just go into it with that mindset, that you'll be okay, because it's a hard process and it's not a short road. I mean, even for some people who regain function back really fast. Like you still, like you said, this is a lifelong process. You're not always constantly have to go at it. So just come in with that positive mindset and see yourself where you want to be. Have that visual and have that keep driving you. So when those bumps happen, you vision yourself of where you're going to be and know you're not going to just stay there. That's what I would say.
Yeah. I would just kind of piggyback on that, that your brain, like the brain itself is so powerful. And just like, I mean, there's tons of research going on right now of just how visualization can help, right? And help regain function. So when you are going into a program, you can't tell yourself that you can't do something, because then you're not going to do it. So take that word completely out of your vocabulary. If it's you feel like you aren't able to do something at this moment, then visualize yourself doing it and spend time each day really, you know, putting that conscious effort into, you know, picturing yourself walking or picturing yourself standing or picturing yourself, you know, using that hand, and really value how important it is for your brain to, you know, picture those things for yourself.
Visualization is huge. It really is. Like you've heard it before. If you visualize it, you can see it, you can attain it, right? I think we can do anything. Like our minds are powerful. At some point, we'll be able to levitate. I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm not there yet. I'll say this, and I think you guys out there can hear in their voices and the things that they're saying. They care. SEI Fit, you guys care. And I appreciate that so much for my community. Like I am just so happy that you guys are out there and helping people like myself get back on track, you know, and people who are significantly physically worse off than myself. I just think that's amazing. Look, I can't hammer this in harder. You're changing lives. I just have such an appreciation for that. So we're in a world now where, you know, working hard, that's not cool. You guys are taking pride in a job that's well done, you know, and it's in a field where you're truly affecting people's lives. And it's not just, well, I want to make sure that this person has a six pack for a photo shoot that they're doing. It's like, no, I want to make sure that this person's able to brush their teeth. You know, I want to make sure that I want to help this person get to a point where they can pick up their child. It's things like that we don't really think about, you know, take a second and take that in. Really, we take for granted the fact that like we can tie our shoes. We take for granted that we can just dress ourselves in an instant. It's a process sometimes. And, you know, I don't say this to depress people. I say this out of reality. It's a lifelong process for some people. You know, the thing is, like, it is a process. We got to trust the process. We do. It's frustrating. Now, I say this and it pisses people off a lot where they're like, well, when does it get easy? None of this is easy. And look, does it get easier? It does. I explain like recovery, like you're lifting weights. The first time I tried to lift 200 pounds, I was like, good Lord, that is heavy. I am never going to be able to lift that, right? Eventually, wow, I lifted 200 pounds. Wow, that is so heavy. I don't understand how I'm going to be able to do that multiple times. After a while, it's like, oh yeah, I can do this. I got this. Look, 200 pounds did not magically get lighter. 200 pounds is 200 pounds. I got stronger. So when it comes to recovery, look, recovery doesn't get easier. You just get stronger. That's it. You know, when you guys are going to work with SEI Fit, you guys are going to get stronger. You're also going to have the love, the care, the attention that these amazing people on the show today are giving you. Like you can hear it in the voices. You can hear the care. That's one of the most important things that I think anybody can give a survivor is hope, right? That comes with care. That comes with understanding. That comes with a conversation. That comes with every once in a while pushing you off a ledge. It's necessary. It's like with spicy food, right? Spicy food, sometimes you have to have like some scorpion pepper. Sometimes you have to have a Carolina Reaper. You have to have some ghost pepper to destroy you, just to remind you how far you can truly go, right? What spice is. Sometimes you got to get pushed off the ledge to know, okay, I can go this far without falling, right? It's testing your boundaries. And these guys at SEI Fit, they're testing your boundaries, yes, but they're doing it in a safe space. They're doing it, you know, like they're not blindly throwing you off a cliff. They're making sure you have a soft landing. They're helping you up, you know, and it's that extra care that I just love about what you guys do. If the people out there wanted to contact and connect with SEI Fit, how would they do that?
You can reach us at our website. It's www.scifit.org. And we have a online application that you can go ahead and fill out, and it'll send it to us, and then we'll give you a call and set you up for an evaluation. You can also check us out on Instagram at SCIFit Sacramento, and you can reach us there as well. So those are the two ways.
Oh, and all those links will be in the show notes. You know, we're closing out the episode, and we are the Neuro Nerds over here. So I do have to ask every single guest that comes on, what is your nerdom? Now you might ask, well, what do you mean nerdom? Anything that you're oddly passionate about, right? Me, myself, big Star Wars guy, video game guy. I'm a Marvel nerd. One of my closest friends, Tanya, the most obscure nerdom. Her nerdom was office supplies. What? Yeah, exactly. You guys didn't see the face? Whatever face you guys made at home listening to this is the face that Kayla just made right now, because that's the only face that any normal human being would make after hearing, wait, your nerdom is office supplies? Like, her ideal job would be to work at Staples. Like, that would just be like Shangri-La, you know? That would be like Toys R Us for a child. So she's oddly passionate about office supplies. So I ask you guys, what are you guys oddly passionate about? What's your nerdom?
Oh, gosh. My nerdom is I'm strangely obsessed with, like, UFOs, paranormal, Bigfoot, the whole shebang. Love it. Love it.
Hey, I saw a UFO once.
Really?
I saw it at Coachella. This was years ago. I went to see Paul McCartney. One of my best friends, his brother is Paul McCartney's drummer. He's like, you want to go see Paul McCartney? I was like, yes, yes, please. So we go and we get in the parking lot, and I'll never forget it. Leonard Cohen was playing and I heard him in the background. We completely just like, eh. And walking from the parking lot, like, I looked up and I saw a thing, and I was like, and it was like a light. It, like, along with all of the other stars, it just looked like a star. And then it, like, you guys can't see what my hand's doing, but it's moving really fast. It went whoop, whoop, boom. Like, it went, it dodged. It literally it went left, it went right, and then it just bolted into nothing and just disappeared. And I looked up and I looked at my friends and nobody saw it. And then I looked over at my friend's girl and she was looking at me like, holy shit, did you just see that? And so we share a moment. We saw a UFO. 100%, that was an unexplained flying object. Planes do not move that way. Drones, even back then, there weren't drones, but like, drones do not move that way. So that's actually an amazing nerdom. I love that. I'm 100%. I'm in. Mike, my friend, what's your nerdom, bud?
So this is really hard for me. I've been sitting there racking my brain, like, what is my nerdom? I really don't know, but I love, like, musicals, like, like, probably, like, what? Dreamgirls, what? Hamilton. I've seen
Rent.
Rent. I love it. Anytime I wish life was like a musical. Like, I would have nothing better than to, like, walk into work and be like, it's work time, and just start, like, going. Like, when people, like, you know what I mean? And then, like, Kayla comes out the office and she's doing her dance and everything. Everybody's just doing stuff. It'd be amazing. We'd be so happy. So, like, I love that. I just obsess with how people can sing so well and dance and tell a story. That's, like, that's what I love.
Oh my God. That makes me so happy. I can just picture all the SCI Fit people just walking down, just like clapping, just snapping their fingers.
Yes.
Like, it's like the Jets and Sharks in West Side Story. That is awesome.
You know, we might have to do that for you now.
Yeah.
I think you guys kind of have to. Like, for Halloween, I think next year, half of you guys should be the Jets and half of you guys should be the Sharks.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. You guys should do like a little dance number before you guys get into your sessions. Now, speaking of cats, did you see the movie?
Yes. No, I did not, because I heard bad stuff and I did not want to mess it up. When I was like, I don't want to see
it. That movie looked like trash.
Yeah, that's what I was like,
it looked so bad. I saw the cast and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really, guys?
Yeah.
This is what you guys chose to do? It was really, really bad. It's like some amazing actors and actresses where I'm like, okay, it looks like a dumpster fire, but I'm glad you guys got paid. Yeah, it was really, really bad. Look, that, but also the fact that you guys have known each other so long, you guys have been friends. And you guys are so different when it comes to your nerdoms. That's like, that's awesome. Like, I love that. I love the fact that we can be so different, but we can connect all the same, you know? I am just...
Kayla makes fun of me at my nerdom.
She should. 100% she should.
She hates musicals.
You hate musicals? You know what you should do? You should see Rent. Rent is amazing.
Yes.
I saw Rent live. And I would see it 525,600 more times.
Yep.
Like, I would. It's so good. It's beautiful. I love that. Like, guys, this has been awesome. I appreciate you guys coming on the show. I truly appreciate, and I mean this, I don't like to speak for the entire community because we're all individuals, but I will speak on behalf of my community. I am so thankful for what you guys do. I really am. Not just in helping people physically. You guys are helping them spiritually and emotionally, because that's one of the biggest things that I think is skipped over in recovery. People always focus on the physical, you know, even me, like physically, when I was back, people were like, oh, Joe's back. He's making dumb jokes. And it's like, I wasn't, I didn't feel like I had the understanding and support of like my regular people because they can't see it. You guys are talking to these survivors. You guys are sharing with them. You guys are hyping them up. You guys are motivating them and keeping them accountable. That's huge. That extra little care, that extra little emotional hug, as a survivor, it means everything. And I hope you guys understand that. Like, I know you guys know you're impacting these people. I really, truly hope that you take a step back and just know, in my heart of all hearts, and I know this, you guys are changing so many lives. And it's such a beautiful thing. And I have such an appreciation and care for what you guys do. And I'm so thankful. Thank you guys for being who you are. Thank you for coming on the show. If you guys want to reach out, definitely reach out. SciFit.com, was it?
.org. SCIFit.org.
Yep. SCIFit.org. You can also check them out on Instagram. Those links will be in our show notes. If you want to attempt to reach out to my tiny, beautiful, ass-kicking co-host, Lauren, you can. At Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me at Joe Sorox on all the socials. You can reach out to us at the Neuro Nerds everywhere. Once again, on behalf of my community, I'm just so thankful for you guys. Like, I have to figure out a way to get you guys back on the show to do something. Maybe we'll figure out a musical number and then no. But I definitely love to have you guys back on the show, and we're going to work together. We're going to do something, because I just love what you guys do. I appreciate you guys so much. Anybody out there, definitely check out SCI Fit. Alone, the care, the love, the appreciation. I'm so thankful for you guys. You guys hear it in their voices. They're so helpful. And I will say it a million times. Our community needs more of you guys and less of me, for sure.
Hey, I want to say thank you to you for doing what you do. Because most people could, like, you've survived this at an amazing level. You're doing very well. And you could have just turned your back on the community and just went on about your life, not even giving back. But nope, you're here. You're like the ambassador and superhero for people. And you're for real, though. You're giving like a platform for people to learn and to discuss and talk. That's big. So you're doing great stuff. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Like, I really do. I don't take compliments well, so you got to stop.
Yes.
And on that note, this Neuro Nerd is out. Boom. All right. That was great.
Nerds. Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.